Okay, another paper I want to ask you about, this little sort of informal journal club, is a paper you are involved with, diagnostic comparison of CT scans and colonoscopy for immune-related colitis with ipilimumab-treated melanoma patients. So I'm always curious about colitis in general, not just so much with ipi or CTLA-4, but you hear about it with checkpoint inhibitors sometimes. I mean, we're hearing about bladder cancer, and everybody's using checkpoint inhibitors now, and it doesn't seem that common with, just that without the anti-CTLA-4, but you hear about it. And I'm very interested in what you looked at here to further understand really how these should be managed.
Absolutely. So management of immune-related adverse events is probably the most difficult aspect of immunotherapy for practicing physicians who don't have a background in this. And I would say that it's really the opportunity for us to put our internal medicine differential diagnosis hats back on. But in this investigation, what we looked at was patients who presented with diarrhea who then were admitted to the hospital, and the comparison between those that had colonoscopies to get histology compared to the CT scan findings when they came in. So on the clinical trials of the various checkpoint inhibitors, it was very much recommended that if people got sick, that we were very aggressive in trying to determine the etiology of what happened. And therefore, on the ipilimumab clinical trials, almost everyone got a colonoscopy. As these checkpoint antibodies have exploded and moved into clinical trials all over the place, it's become less frequent that people do the colonoscopy. They're more likely to treat empirically. But an open question then was, how much of this are we really missing? And I think that this was a useful investigation because what was shown was in the context of patients at the Dana-Farber treated with ipilimumab, that those that presented and had a CT scan that showed stranding or evidence of a colitis process by radiomics, almost 100% of the time, it was above 95% of the time, had colitis when they had a scope. So to the point that then in general practice, if there's a high pretest probability that the drug is causing this problem, this diarrhea syndrome, then it's probably unnecessary to do a colonoscopy in all of these patients. The key caveat that I would make there, however, though, is there are some investigations that you can do without admitting a patient that really should be done. So many of our patients are exposed to antibiotics, or they're in the hospital or around a healthcare setting quite often. So it's really essential that practicing physicians check for things like C. diff. And they ask patients just general history elements like, has anybody else in your family been sick, and so on and so forth, because it does happen that we get confused and that occasionally we do these colonoscopies and we do find the patient actually has C. diff or something else. And you don't want to miss that, because if you just start someone on steroids, it can potentially do two problematic things. One is steroids are by no means benign. They cause a lot of side effects in and of themselves. And secondarily, if you confuse the situation and you tell the person that they're refractory to immunotherapy, depending on what the disease setting is, you may have eliminated a very significant treatment option for that person. So I tend to be rather dogmatic about it. I'll check C. diff and some of these things. Despite this paper, I still have a lower threshold for really doing a colonoscopy, especially if I start outpatient steroids and patients don't get better very quickly. But generally speaking, if your pretest probability is high that this drug is causing this problem and you do some, relatively minimal investigations in the outpatient setting, you can feel confident to give steroids in this setting.
What is it that they see on colonoscopy that's useful?
So you'll see, generally speaking, and it depends on, because the spectrum of effect for colitis can be quite broad. If you catch it early, you'll really just see sort of erythematous pink mucosa that just looks inflamed. If it goes on for more than a week or two, however, you can start to see patches, holes in the colon, quite honestly. So colitis that really is histologically obvious, but even clinically is obvious that the colon just looks really beat up, just like inflammatory bowel disease. And if you do, cold forceps punch, you can see penetration into the epithelial layers of various different types of immune cells, both CD4 and CD8 T cells, as well as macrophages. And it can really be a range of what you can see, anything from microscopic colitis to full-on inflammatory bowel disease-like histology.
But you can learn something from the histology?
Well, yes, because sometimes actually when we do a colonoscopy in these patients, we actually don't see evidence of friable mucosa that is just sort of super obvious from a clinical perspective. And so I tell my colleagues in gastroenterology that even if they go in there and they're not convinced just by visual inspection, I ask them to please do random biopsies, because it's commonly the case actually that we will pick up in the histology the presence of this colitis syndrome, which if we didn't know what was going on, we might not have done that, and we would still be stuck with a patient who has diarrhea, but we don't know how to treat them.
So I don't recall anybody, maybe everybody knows this, but I don't recall anybody mentioning the idea that CT scan can suggest or make the diagnosis of immune colitis or colitis more generically.
Yeah, well, so colitis more generally, you can definitely pick up stranding or inflammation in bowel segments on a CT scan. And so then again, it goes into sort of your general internal medicine practice, and that if you have a high pretest probability for colitis and you get a CT scan that shows inflammation, you know, you can put two and two together there. Again, it requires, though, there are other reasons that people could have colitis, so you don't want to miss something else that would be treated in a different fashion.